So good morning, PML. Shut the fuck up. We are here for the breakfast show. We got the breakfast crew in the building. We got D-Lloyd in the building. D-Lloyd.
Do we have D-Lloyd?
Yeah, PML fans, your boy D. Lloyd. We are back in this episode. I was wrong yesterday, so I apologize. Today is man's day.
Hey.
Hopefully. Maybe we'll see.
And the biggest news about today is they're canceling NCAA. We also got the one and the only can't do much but participate in content because he can't win games. We got HD in the building. HD, say hello to the people.
Hello.
We also got Z in the building. Z wins game. Z made the divisional round. Let's see if he can make to the conference round this time around. Z, say hello to the people.
What's going on, everybody? It is advanced day, like D-Lloyd said. You know, we're a little behind schedule, but you know, that doesn't matter because what are deadlines anyways, right?
Yeah, what are deadlines anyways? This is my fucking show.
Not our commissioner also getting pushed over.
We also got Cook in the building. Cook, say hello to the people.
Good evening, everybody. It's a cloudy day here in New York. And, you know, deadlines are a thing unless you just push the issue and then you see how everybody reacts.
just lean on him a little bit, as old Mike would say in his prime.
Shit. So, one thing is somebody brought up in chat yesterday. It was Greeny specifically. This is the first time we didn't have strict. We always had strict advances in the past in playoffs. No, the fuck we didn't. So,
as someone who has been in the playoffs a lot in PML, that is not true at all. In fact, I've been the person that's held up advance before.
We've tried to sim games, but JT never lets it happen.
It is suggested that you play your game in a certain window. If you're obviously doing the shit like on purpose, and we know you technically have time because based on the regular season, you always have fucking time. Like Kieron yesterday, and then suddenly he ran out of time. Then that's kind of like, hey, you know, stop bullshitting. But he ended up playing this game anyway, which we'll get to. But we've never had strict advances in PML playoffs. So people really just pull shit out of their ass that they want to believe is true and cause controversy that really isn't controversy. At least if you're going to say something, try to have something to back it up.
I had it to back it up. I played 3 games in less than 72 hours. So
yeah. Did you tell JT I can't play today? And did he say, you need to play always simi game?
I'm trying to leave, though.
What is it? Was it strict advance? Did he say, if you don't play, we're gonna sim your game? Did he say that?
Did he say that?
Please show me where he said that, because
I'll go find it. Yeah, we got a hard 24-hour cutoff. Get your games in. We're trying to catch up, guys. Like,
that was a suggestion. That's all that was. He didn't say we're going to sim your game.
We got games to get to, so we aren't going to spend too long again about this.
If we can start taking
announcements and suggestions, maybe that's cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? I think drama did that.
It's like the
drama definitely did that.
Crazy. It was suggested.
Well, he literally he took it as a suggestion, and he played that. He said, no, I don't like that.
Hey, bro, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, it's the retail suggested price,
it's
bro.
It's not my fault.
Y'all forgot.
JT said,
listeners forgot I had a coupon,
hey,
bro.
It's not my fault that Z took JT saying, hey, can we please get these games in 24 hours as, oh, we either get them in 24 hours or we sim it. Never did he say that. So it's not my fault you read it that way. We applaud you for playing all those moves.
Why are we speaking in ambiguity, bro? What about clarity? What about transparency?
The transparency is that you've never seen a playoff game simmed. That's a transparency. You've never seen a playoff game simmed.
Though.
When?
You're attaching a win to it, but a playoff game is getting simmed this week, buddy.
Because the guy's not here for over a week. We can't hold it for over a week. That's ridiculous.
We could.
No, we can't. That's one of the that is one of the one-off instances where we cannot hold it.
I will say,
but if it's three to 4 days,
Celtics, great that anything is possible. Kevin Garnett. So technically, we could do anything.
We could do anything we put our minds to.
It is not ideal.
So we can wait 2 whole months for some shitty update.
Here we go.
Can't wait a couple days for.
Here we go. Here we go. Wild card at every wild card at everyone. Please have wild card games completed by 10 p.m. Tuesday night.
See, please.
Where's the leeway?
He said please. He said that's a cool. That's he's asking. Please, he said please.
I don't see a question mark on this. Sounds like he's begging. I don't see a question mark on this, buddy.
But the real question, I don't care about this.
Here we go with NCAA.
No. Did the last announcement said, please sit Dak?
Nope. It said Dak is suspended. It said Dak is suspended.
Well, I mean, clearly, since it's a suggestion, bro, he read it as maybe I don't have to sit back. You know what I'm saying? Maybe
he didn't say please.
You should use stronger words when making suggestions, bro, and it won't be.
He didn't say please.
He didn't say please.
Never have we ever simmed a playoff game where both users were capable of playing.
You just said we never did a playoff game.
A fourth win is not a sim. A fourth win is not a sim.
That's a sim, bro. It's just not a fair sim. It's just not a fair sim.
Win, bro. I could watch the CPU win, bro.
Exactly.
Anyways, we did have playoff games yesterday.
We got one fucking playoff game that nobody fucking really watched in here. There was no chat drama.
That's not true. What?
Not true at all. Yeah.
I can't wait until Z says a few points about the game and then Cook comes in and corrects him. No, actually, this is what happened. And HD says, no, but I saw this. Dang,
well,
no.
I know you weren't paying attention, bro. You've had that Cancun flight booked for over 72 hours now, bro. You down there building sandcastles with CB and drama. Ain't that crazy?
I called him. I called him beforehand. I said, hey, I called you beforehand. Hey, Z, what's that? What's the flight that you used to get there? I heard you got there pretty quick last season.
Building division titles in the sand, bro. NFC South champion 2025.
I tried to stop him. I was like, bro, we got a scout, bro. Why we holding this cap, bro? No.
Hey, bro. That's right. Just got there quick and get the wheelchair Uncle Mike there, too.
Nah, this time, that's what he would take Mike there. They've been planning this out for weeks, bro. Like,
nah, that shit crazy. He had the wheelchair Mike there. That shit's fucking wild.
I've been here since week 12, bro. I've been in Cancun chilling, though. As soon as that shit said eliminated, I said, say less.
All I know, I might have missed playoffs in my time, but I've never been shut out and missed playoffs at the same time.
Are you being shut out of your division right now? So what are you talking about?
Better than being shut out on the scoreboard.
That boy said, "All I don't give a piss about nothing but Malik Murphy, and Malik Murphy got hurt, and the Falcons still couldn't capitalize, bro.
Ain't that a bitch? But that same team shut you out, and I don't think you won since.
No, it's not.
This was not the bird fight I anticipated.
That was the Sam Howell led Seahawks, bro.
I beat him with Jackson Dart. I beat him with Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart's a dog, bro.
You chose that life, though. You chose Jackson Dart.
I beat him with Jackson Dart. What's your excuse? You couldn't even put up a point.
Hey, bro. I didn't have.
You got to kick a field goal. You got the kicker of the league, and you still can't kick a field goal.
You got the kicker of the league, and you can't kick a field goal, bro. And they'd be like, bro, damn,
what are those stars on the field?
We can't even see. What is that day, Neff? He was sick,
bro. All those stars on the field, we can't even see, bro. I was just gonna play like you for real, man. Just throw it up, big guy, and he won't catch the ball, bro. I was like, what happened?
The kicker couldn't even line up off the field.
He didn't get a chance to roll out there, bro. We treating him like young Hoku, bro. But yeah, man, we had one game played yesterday. The Texans and the Chiefs. It was probably my most anticipated matchup of the weekend just because of how toxic it had the potential to get. And it did get a little toxic in the chat afterwards. But a late Malik Hornsby fumble gave the Chiefs excellent position to kick a game-winning field goal that was almost blocked. So, yeah, 48-45 victory for the Chiefs.
Yeah, it was that close? It was a field goal?
Yeah, it was a really good game.
Yeah, they kind of just, like, were within a touchdown of each other the entire – like, it was basically the Texans were up 7 points. Then the Chiefs were tied, and the Texans would go back up 7. We're just back and forth.
Mm. Yeah, it was just a punch-for-punch type of game.
The game was really close, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't high-scoring like this one. This one ended up, like, 45-38 or something like that.
Big 12 football, baby.
Now that you went down and scored, and Kieron had a drive to put the game away, got to about – midfield, maybe a little bit past that with a timeout left. QB draw, Malik Hornsby hit stick, fumble, bro.
Yeah, and like Maggie scored a long touchdown with Pacheco to tie the game. And I was like, I don't know, he might have scored too quick because he scored with 2 minutes left. I was like, Kieron only needs a field goal. I was like, man, he might have scored too quickly there. We'll see. And Kieron was doing what he needed to work the clock. He was clearly playing to just get in the field goal range, and that was it with no time left. And like you said, he got to midfield. He audibled into that QB blast, the one, the Taysom Hill package one. And Hornsby just got lit up. And I mean, the Chiefs recovered it, but they still recovered it like in their own territory. So they still have to get in the field goal range themselves. But I think they got it on the next play, just checking it down to Pacheco. And I think Pacheco kind of carried at the end.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a field goal from what, the 5 yard line? And the ice didn't work, which is so interesting.
I don't think he had timeouts.
He burned one, and then like it just didn't work. I don't know. It was weird, bro.
I think he had burned his timeout like right before Maggie's like first play the next drive or the last drive.
Well, either
but
way,
but he still almost blocked it. Like he got the animation to block the field goal. Kieron did at the end of regulation. And he, I don't know what happened. I guess that's kind of just like RNG. I don't know what it is, but he wasn't able to block the kick. But he got the animation to block it.
Yeah, and just like just barely missed him. So tough loss for the Texans.
That's tough. Yeah, he probably don't even expect the chance to block it.
He didn't have any timeouts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he had none.
Oh, well, damn. Well, Lisa lived up to the
good show. Everybody,
it went overtime. I mean, there. I don't think I've seen a kick actually scoop and score like a block field goal. I've seen a punt, obviously.
Oh,
but
I did that against the four. I was about
to give you credit, bro. You didn't want to wait for the credit, huh? You just had to hop in there. Gotcha.
Yeah, absolutely. You give me credit, bro. That ain't true.
That's one of a top five Cook red zone call when you blocked Fallen's field goal and returned it for a touchdown.
That was last cycle.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that happened.
I'm talking about this cycle. The game changes.
Change. The same game as last game.
Sure, whatever you say.
Same game as last game.
Yeah, it has to be same game as last game because you still stink.
Maybe it's a new game.
I think Maggie hasn't had Pacheco for the playoffs pretty much for the first 2 years. So, you know, he's clearly making a difference so far. And, like, the injuries sometimes, they just, you know, can swing a game. Maggie has Pacheco, and then Kieron loses Stroud, like, early in the game. And
It's tough for him because it's not the first time he's lost a quarterback in the playoffs. Has to play with the backup. So, you know, it's tough when you work all – like, Stroud was the MVP. You work all season long for that and you get hurt.
Well, speaking of Stroud being an MVP, you still stayed in the game, though.
I mean,
pull up the awards for us there, Cook. You said Stroud was the MVP of the league?
Yeah. You want me to read off who we beat it for MVP?
You could do the top three, top five, whatever – whatever you feel like. Not the full list.
All right. So for the MVP of the league, it was basically a four-horse race between DJ Stroud, Bo Nix, Justin Herbert, and Murphy. But then Murphy got hurt. He was out. So between Stroud, Bo Nix, and Herbert. So it was Stroud first, Bo Nix second, and Justin Herbert third.
Oh, damn. Colts was definitely cooking with Justin Herbert. I know that. He was going insane with Justin Herbert.
Well, Stroud ended up with 54 touchdowns. He had 19 interceptions. But he had 54 touchdowns and a skosh under 5,500 passing yards.
And he probably had a bunch of rushing touchdowns. Was that just passing touchdowns you mentioned? Or?
He also
he didn't play the last week either, so it's like
He had five rushing touchdowns, so he had 59 total.
Almost 60 touchdowns from
one guy. That'll win you MVP.
Yeah.
But it's to kind of compare, what did Bo Nix and Justin Herbert have total?
So Herbert had 45 passing yards, 50 touchdowns to 17 interceptions. And I think he all set that out week 18. And Herbert had four rushing touchdowns.
So 54.
And then Bo Nix, who finished second, he had 3,900 passing yards. He had 41 touchdowns to only five interceptions. So that's a big And Bo Nix had six rushing touchdowns. So kind of similar pace to everybody else.
I have you nosy. I have thrown five interceptions in one
game. That is probably a top three passing cycle.
That's probably the top passing cycle.
It might be. I can't recall if anybody ever had a cycle where they had less than 10 picks and that many touchdowns as well. That might be top three passing performance in a single season. What'd you have with Archie?
I don't remember what I have with Archie, but definitely wasn't five interceptions.
I think you were like 55-9 or something like that. 55-12 or that range.
Yeah. Well, like, the thing about Z was, like, all those interceptions came, like, the first couple of weeks.
His first three out of his four games.
And then I threw two against Deloitte in that rain game, bro.
Yes. I think if I remember correctly, it was two picks week one, 1 week two, 0 week three, and 2 week four.
Yeah. Talking about picks, one thing I did notice while tuning in and out of that game with the Chiefs and the Texans, there was a lot of ugly interceptions by Mahomes. Like, a lot of, like, throwing it right at guys. And it was crazy how Kieron really didn't. I don't think he really capitalized on
it. Is that Mahomes or Mattingly?
Well, Mattingly. It was Mattingly, not Mahomes.
Yeah, he threw it straight at
guys. Yeah, he threw it straight at guys.
Maybe he was dazed and confused.
Probably. Kieron probably kept sending them dick pics and DMs.
That's crazy.
Other awards, Cook, if you could go through it. Coach of the Year, everybody's favorite. Who's the Coach of the Year?
Coach of the Year obviously went to the 17-0 Browns, or KMFO. Chargers second. Jags finished third.
I was snubbed in that shit, bro.
That shit's wild.
Do they base it off the previous year, or is it just the current year of what your record is?
It's definitely based on the previous year as well, because the Jags finished third, and they would not.
That's why I was asking. They only got 11 wins.
Yeah. Yeah, like my team had 11 wins. I didn't make top 10. They were like, "Oh, you won the Super Bowl. Don't give a shit. You won 11 games."
Yeah, nobody cares about that.
Do you want me to go through each conference? Like AFC?
Real quick. You don't have to go through the list, just the award winners.
All right. So, Offensive Player of the Year, indeed. We're going to do AFC first. Offensive Player of the Year was Malik Benson. No surprise there. He had a billion touchdowns. Defensive Player of the Year was Myles Garrett of the Browns. Offensive Rookie of the Year was Quinshon Judkins of the Bengals. He beat out the Patriots running back. Defensive Rookie of the Year was Justin Barron, the sub linebacker safety for the Browns, who had like 8 or 9 picks. He beat out Travis Hunter for that award, and they were both up there.
That's not surprising.
There's a lot of repeats in the AFC. Best QB, Stroud. Best RB, Judkins. He beat out Josh Jacobs. Best wide receiver, obviously going to be Malik Benson. Best offensive lineman.
Whoa. Obviously, where was Treylon Burks?
Third, but like Malik Benson at third. All
right. This shit is outrageous, bro.
All right.
He's going to spam them like T-Ron did. He's probably the one.
Damn, bro. Fucking third is crazy, but go ahead.
Troy Franklin got six, too. But so best offensive lineman went to Mike McGlinchey of the Broncos. Best D-line obviously went to the D-Poy, Miles Garrett. Best linebacker went to Nick Benito of the Broncos. He's not a high overall, so that's a little surprising. And surprisingly, best defensive back actually went to Travis Hunter, even though Javon Bullard, I believe it is, beat out Hunter for defensive rookie of the year. So that was kind of odd. And then best kicker went to the Bills, Howard Bass.
Damn, you can win best kicker. You know nothing, Michael. That's crazy.
Too many kicks, bro. I won pick of your season one, and it's been downhill since there, bro.
You suck. Go ahead, move on to the NFC, where all these Falcons won awards. Go ahead.
Yep. So we start off with the offensive player of the year. That was Jahmyr Gibbs of the Detroit Lions. Jahmyr Gibbs beat out Bucky Irving and Saquon Barkley. Defensive player of the year was Devon. What?
I was snubbed. Max
Johnson.
Are you going to yell at every award? I know that.
Every award.
So we're going to do it every award. Defensive player of the year going to Devon Jackson of Rams House.
Another demon up there. God damn it. Bro, y'all gotta stop throwing at this man Cook, bro.
That was my record in 15 interceptions on the year. Offensive rookie of the year ended up going to Jawar Jordan of the Green Bay Packers, beat out Jaden Ott of the Eagles. Defensive rookie of the year went to naturally went to Devon Jackson, won the pool, beat out the Vikings, safety Evan Wardy. Best quarterback was Bo Nix, Malik Murphy. Best running back, obviously, going to go to Gibbs. Best wide receiver was Julian Fleming. I'm not even talking about running back. Bijan finished 10th, though. He got top 10. Shout out to him.
Hey!
Sure, hi, Bijan Robinson. Whatever, bro.
He got injured for fucking 5 weeks, you prick.
You know who else got injured for 5 weeks? Julian Fleming, and he won best wide receiver over Justin Jefferson.
You cheat.
Stop making excuses, ho.
Obviously, it was just a user error. Damn.
User error, like a motherfucker, man.
You cheat. All you cheat, and that's why you win. And I'm going to start cheating next season. Wait until you see me start cheating.
You're going to cheat right into that Panther.
Wait until I start cheating next season. Y'all are fucking finished.
Speaking of Falcons and Panthers.
Are you gonna release a diss track, bro? He's been dissing you all week.
He's AI, bro. He's AI. We don't even have to put effort to those tracks. He just fucking.
You better AI him back, bro, because the shit looking bad right now, dog.
Casper said he's going to be the 49ers, and Q told him, you ready to be at the bottom of the division? NFC was the answer, man, because, you know, competitive over here, unlike the NFC South. But
So between you and Cook, that's about it.
Competition.
Speaking of the ultra competitive NFC South, the most important award in PML is best offensive lineman in the NFC. The Panthers finished second with Brady Christian, but they finished behind Drew Dolman of the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes, sir!
Who's this guy? Drew Dolman. Yeah, exactly.
Did he say skull, Brady? Baby. You don't play for the Vikings.
Goal! Goal! We scored! Goal!
Anyways, best D-line went to Josh Sweat of the Lions. The Lions actually had the top two with Sweat and Chris Jones. Best linebacker, I really had to do best linebacker because it's just an edge guy. Rashawn Gary wins it. Anyways, best defensive back went to Devon Jackson. And the best kicker of the year went to the Los Angeles Rams.
I want to put it on my he was second, man. He was second. Yeah, no.
Hey, man, the best security year was crazy. It came down to the last week. The 49ers were in first with Jake Moody, and, you know, the Rams and 49ers matched up, and Jake Moody, he got the yips, and he missed a 55-yarder. And then Cammy's kicker was in second, and Cam missed a field goal in week 18 against the Dolphins, so the Rams just kind of just took the award. No one else won. And the Seahawks, unfortunately, finished fifth with this over guy. So it was an awesome year.
Suck. They suck.
Hey, bro, that beacon field goals and blowouts, bro. That's how he got into the top.
Fucking Seahawks.
Trying to cover his Seahawks.
Friend, Seahawks stand for suck. They suck. They hey, suck.
Man, all I know is Jackson Darnold never won a best QB award.
No shit, because he don't start. He don't start.
Jackson Dart is Jackson Dart that. Man,
I know one thing Jackson Dart does that you can't score on Saints. Suck.
And Jackson Dart also can't beat the Seahawks. So, you know. There you go. And what's next?
That's all the awards.
No. I got a better idea. Ready? NFC East. Dallas Cowboys, give him a grade.
Oh, you wanted to get toxic.
C plus.
This is very C plus.
I say it's very
big. What are we giving him a cycle. Grade on?
On a cycle.
Okay.
I give him a C plus. I don't know if I could give. He was there, maybe you could pump it up to B, but I had a C plus.
First of all, toxic.
I don't want to start with the Cowboys.
Well, didn't we just do like season ranking or like cycle rankings? So why do we like? Why are we going on cycle and not season?
Shut the fuck up.
I don't like with Cowboys. They're very right.
It doesn't matter if we go cycle or season. Eagles are still Eagles are still F. Eagles are still F.
I'm gonna give myself a B because we're not supposed to be with a backup quarterback.
Nice. D minus to the Giants. Probably F too. Probably F.
Hey man, he almost won the division season two. He was a game away.
That is true.
If only he'd have got his quarterback sooner.
Quinn Ewers.
Didn't he have Quinn Ewers when he played?
He's been a QB away since we moved to next gen. So,
but now it's really different. Y'all shitting on him, bro. When he get Nico or Arch, bro, that shit over for y'all.
Quinn Ewers threw 52 interceptions this year.
Wait, what? 52?
52 interceptions this year, bro.
That guy sucks.
Everybody has an off couple games, bro. Chill out, bro.
In all seriousness, the Cowboys probably a C+, maybe a B-. He did one vision. The last two seasons haven't been pretty for him, but he has one vision every season. But with that team, you know, what we saw season one, we should see season two, at least season two, maybe not season three because he's not the best team builder, but at least for season one and season two. So I give him a B-, something like that. Anybody agree, disagree? Anybody have a different grade for him and a reason?
It's so starting with the Cowboys first. If I give the Cowboys like a B-, and then we do it, then I'm like, hey, I want to do it back. I'm like, everybody else different grades. Or I give the Cowboys a C. I'm like, nah, I'm actually been too harsh. But I guess on first basis, I would give him a C+. I don't even know. No, I'll give him a B-, because he did finish over 500 the first 2 years, I think. He won a playoff game, too.
Yeah, and he won a playoff game. So you got to at least give him a B-. Commendable cycle so far. Not the best with that team, but commendable. Moving on, you got the Commanders. Obviously, split
it's
between.
F, no matter who has them, bro.
Yeah, it's split between the both, and they're both F. Moving on, you got the Philadelphia Eagles.
I'll do E.
Okay.
An E?
We got, this ain't elementary school, bro. This ain't elementary school. We don't have to protect Taylor.
E for excellent.
Yeah, that's to make your feelings, and that is hurt.
Moving on, the Philadelphia Eagles, I've got to guess with that team. With that team, you got to compete. I'm going to give it an F.
I'll give a D for damn good.
Shut up.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a damn good.
You're giving it a D, Cook?
Yeah, a damn good right there. Because, like, F is the floor. The Commanders are the floor. I don't think the Eagles have hit that floor.
No, sir.
The reason I said that is because the Commanders never had a good team. The Eagles.
For backup quarterback.
I'm kind of giving the grade based on having, you know, a really good team and yeah, cycle so far. That's kind of where I am. I know you'd say the Commanders, but Commanders is a team. Not a great team.
Yeah, bro, they are a shit team when you trade Jonathan Allen and Chase Young. Yes. They are a shit team when you do that.
They're not phenomenal, but they got a lot worse based on the GM moves. So you can give him an F.
I gave him an F. We knew what it was going to be when he gave Vet the Commanders to begin with.
Yeah. But
and then you replaced him with 0-13 Miles. You know, he's playing better now, but still, like, coming in, no one expected anything out of either one of those guys.
I think a D is okay. I think a D for the Eagles is okay. We got the New York Giants. He was fighting for the division last season, finished 8-9. First season, I think he was like 4-13 or something like that. And then this season, he was 5-11. Gotta give him a F. Maybe a D. He did have at least 8 wins last season. Probably 2. I'll give him a D.
Me and Bernie.
Anybody got a different grade for him?
Maybe a D plus at least.
Add the plus, baby.
Yeah, and I like it that it BHD. So final grades: B minus for the Cowboys. You got a D plus for the Giants. D for the Eagles, and a F for the Commanders.
Above me, buddy.
NFC North. NFC North. Looking at the Vipers. I gotta give him a C based on the user of the team. I know it's a tough division, but only making the playoffs once so far this cycle. Being the user he is, I that's why I'm at a C.
Well, this could change a lot really soon. Like,
yeah, it's the Vikings. If he pulls off, wow, that's a different story. But I got a C for him.
I'll give him a B minus.
B minus. Any other grades?
What did he do season one? I don't remember season one.
He was 7-10, and then he went something and something. So I think he went like
what?
He went 9-8.
He went 9-8, and then 9-8 again. So he went 9-8 these past two seasons.
This is like a mirroring cycle of drama so far. So I'll give him a mirroring grade. It's just that he's on the cupcake division.
But based on expectation, I feel like he's been underwhelmed.
Well, but I'm not going to weigh based on expectation, because that's not how you
grade people. If you expect Wimmy to be a fucking
y'all A-plus will be A crazy teacher, bro.
Yeah,
this isn't math paper. This is you're supposed to be good and you haven't been good.
Let me clarify something. He did not have this a mirrored cycle of drama, because he fucking didn't go 11-6 like 11-6.
Could y'all imagine that though? Like, your son got like a 3 out of 10 on a fucking paper, and he got an A. And you're like, how the fuck he get an A? And they were like, well, I thought your son was a dumbass, but he exceeded expectations.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue an A.
But yeah, I give Wimmy a C. Anybody else? Cook's got him at a B minus. Kind of compares it to drama
C-plus
cycle.
I go C plus.
Nah, I'm at a C plus.
That's the difference.
I'm at a C plus.
Moving on. I really appreciate Z's participation in this. Moving on.
You speeding through teams, bro. And what do you want me to give a grade if I don't disagree?
you could say at least a comment like, "Hey, yeah, it'd be good month." Moving good on.
Give Matt a pat on his back and say good grade.
Good grade. Good grade. Bro, you gotta at least say fucking something. Good at least say fucking something,
bro. You are kind of speeding through these though. To be fair,
I sit there and I ask, does I got a different grade or a comment?
That's what I'm gonna say? Oh yeah, man. I definitely think he deserves a B minus. Like, what you want me to say?
Oh yeah, when we had up and down, I mean, he did make the playoffs. You could say something, like fucking make it up. I don't give a shit. Say something. Hey,
make it up.
Hey, if only there were six teams in the NFL, bro.
Just say.
Next team, your Green Bay Packers. I'm taking control now, buddy.
Went to the conference championship game and lost to Cook. Made the playoffs the first two seasons. Missed the playoffs this season. Based on expectation, I would give it a B, even with big expectation. I mean, making a conference game, but he did have probably the best team in that division. Am I wrong for saying that?
Nah, Packers are the best.
That's accurate.
So I would give him a B.
I would give him a B plus. He would have been an A like automatically if he at least made playoffs this year, but I think with that, like a little bit of off year this year, I'll give him a strong B plus. Like an 89 B plus, you know? Like an 89.4.
I mean, the first two seasons were strong. Obviously not what he wanted in the playoffs, but they were still really good seasons. And then this season, you know, he was on spring break, dog.
Yeah, man. Everybody knows how I didn't go to Miami for spring break, so...
You need to break to recover from the spring break, bro.
Hey, bro, I'm glad he always played his games. He did more than I would have done.
You go from spring break to sprung break, bro.
Hey, Mr. Fucking, I got the wheel. Please don't go AFK. Don't let Jesus take it. Let's go next team.
You didn't have any concluding statements like you were asking. Anybody else got anything to say?
Move on. Okay.
Well, we're going to the Brazilian Bears.
I'm gonna give him he made the playoffs two seasons. He's done a decent job putting that team together. I'm gonna give him a B plus.
I mean, you also gotta count in the fact that he met a couple baddies down in Brazil. So you gotta bump the grade up a little bit.
Right.
Having a great cycle.
but those dudes weren't that cute.
In all fairness, he's had a really solid cycle besides season two, going to Brazil, and having that.
What do you mean, he was there, bro.
No, but I'm saying, like, you want that excuse to him? Nick, go ahead. I ain't giving that excuse.
I mean, would you want to see his flight, his ticket, or something?
Kind of like
no. I want to see him compete earlier. No matter what.
Hype Mike a B plus just on that scale. I gotta give him a B. I just think Hype Mike's had a little bit better cycle, but he's had a really good cycle so far in general.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Brazil. I would agree with that. I would give him a B. I mean, honestly, I would give him at least a B plus if he didn't blow a 21-point lead in the wildcard round. He just lost.
God damn.
The way he lost is gonna deduct a couple points. We're gonna give him a B. He's had a really good cycle so far when he's played. Like, he made the championship game. He should have won in the wildcard round.
God damn, that guy stinks.
Yeah, bro, reminiscent of what's going on down there in Atlanta. Well, if nobody has any final comments, we'll move on to the last team of the NFC North, the Detroit Lions.
I gotta give him a B plus. I think he's exceeding expectation in that division. He's made it twice out of three seasons. And
he advanced to the divisional round. Like, you got
advanced to the divisional round. He beat the Saints. He beat the Saints to make it to the divisional round on the road.
He beat the Saints with his punter at quarterback, bro.
This is crazy. No, I'm gonna give him a B plus. Making it 2-3 seasons is something that I did not expect from Fallen. I thought he would actually be at the bottom of this division. And you know, he's putting up a good fight. He's like fucking mad at team. Reminiscent of Tux Lions back in the day. All the season, all the seasons.
It's easy when you can get your brother to trade you Isaiah Simmons, you know what I'm saying? For whatever he got for him.
That shit's crazy.
Jameson Williams.
By the love. A really, really solid cycle from Fallen. Maybe if we didn't have speed trees, it'd be a little different.
Nah, it's not that big of a difference.
I'll give him a B minus because I don't grade based on expectation. I just grade based on pure performance. And I would say drama cycle, Wimmy cycle, and Fallen cycle, they're all linear so far. The Lions have made the playoffs more than the Vikings, but they haven't won a playoff game yet, so that's still TBD. Like, he got killed by drama.
That was not smoked by drama of all people too. He got smoked.
35.
But I'm not mad. It's definitely in that range.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't think we expected Fallen to make the playoffs twice. So this is definitely he is exceeding expectations.
Absolutely.
I mean, he used to make the playoffs all the time. I'm not really surprised that he made it.
When did he make the playoffs all the time? Like, when? What are you alluding to? Like, what cycle?
When dinosaurs ruled the earth?
What were his teams? He was the Lions. Who was last year?
Lions, Jets.
I think he made it once with the Jets. Like, once with the Jets.
So he made it once, and then the year before. I was thinking of the Broncos. I know he's
He had the Broncos. That was a 3-man race. It was Q. Kurt, and King Mike.
Well, Kurt was in that division too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't remember him being such a slouch.
He had Henry Ruggs.
Oh, in 2020, Fallen was the bottom guy of that division with Kurt, King Mike, and Q.
He was probably top towards the top tier before we moved to next gen. It kind of fell off when he moved to next gen because you couldn't just bounce every run outside and run around people. You can this cycle. And ta-da, he's got more success. His success is back. So, surprised about that. Color me surprised.
Box Gibbs.
Yeah, so now that you could run around people again, he's back to being as good as he once was. But moving on, Z. Go ahead.
All right, Jesus, we're going to go to the AFC North, man. We're going to start with Kurt and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
We did the NFC East, NFC North, and now we're going to AFC North.
It's my show, bro. You just give your grade, buddy. Give your grade.
Steelers. I grade on expectation. He made the playoffs, at least once, and he had a solid season this season. Just missed the playoffs. I'm going to give him a B plus.
I'll throw him a B. I was thinking about giving him C+, but I feel like he's also in that drama following category where he's finished like around 9-8 every season, and he won a playoff game.
Won a playoff game. Yes, he did.
With Kenny Pickett. He didn't even win it with Zach Wilson. He had to win it with Kenny Pickett.
And he took down the Chargers of all people.
Yes, impressive.
Yeah, I think Kurt's definitely been better than we expected. Just because there were no expectations for Kurt.
I mean, 0-17 was the expectation from Z.
Yeah.
Bro, did you see how many picks this man threw? Like, come on, bro.
We ain't saying you were wrong for your expectation.
He 9x these expectations, bro. That shit every season. That shit crazy.
That's crazy.
Okay. He's been throwing some picks this year. I mean, we're gonna keep that quiet. Mm-hmm. But
he's had a solid season though. He has had a really solid season. Sure.
I go B. I'll go to B.
Yeah. I think
when they play all game, I go B for him as well. I was gonna say B minus, but I go B.
I agree.
Moving on, next team.
Next team, we're gonna go with your favorite, the Baltimore Ravens.
Expectation. How do you not? Well, he exceeded expectation this season. Give him an F though. You got the Baltimore Ravens, and you didn't do anything season one.
What were you expecting though? Like, we're doing expectations. What the hell were you expecting from A-Rod?
In a division with Mally, Goose, and Kurt. Mally, Goose, and Kurt, he could at least put up a fight. So, like he was the bottom. He was like me in the AFC East last cycle. Like you were not as good as the rest of your divisional opponents in a division that was built for you.
So I'm gonna give him a C. Expectations. Are you giving him a C? I don't give him a C. Expectations.
I think it's carried on his team building. I think he built a hell of a team that carried him this season. So
yeah.
You have a top three pick the first two drafts.
One pick was Jared Verse. So
yeah.
But he is not Jared Verse because he ended up getting sauce and all that from that trade as well. So, I mean, I feel like I would give him a D. Just looking at the team and looking at, you know, just not making the playoffs. Even though season three was really good, it's a stacked ass team. But season three was a good season. Like this season, I would agree with like a C or something like that. But just overall cycle. I still can't ignore just the first two seasons, so I go D.
Yeah, I agree with you. I give him a D. I think it's kind of similar to HD, where it's like they got the team, got to do something with it. I mean, HD has more wins.
How many wins did he have this season?
I think he had seven. I think he had seven wins this year, two last seven year, and yeah, and what two season one.
I think he had one.
Yeah, but I'll give him a D.
Yeah.
I don't know. I let it carry on this season. I like what he did this season.
I do, but I'll put it this way. With my rank,
yeah,
the way
so
I'm going
to play, two and 15
he's had a
seasons.
Better cycle than you, HD?
Mm-hmm. What?
Cycle. Do you think he's had a better cycle than you? That
no,
season,
no,
as a cycle.
But I...
Close.
I also gave myself a C for being carried.
Yes,
my
I gave you a D, so that's why I gave him a D. You know what I mean?
Like, I gave myself a C just based off. I mean, I care about what also recently happened. It's just like I fought for my division with backup quarterback. I thought that's worth a C, and you guys felt otherwise. And that's
fighting for a seven win division.
Based off my scale, I gave A-Rod a C.
Yeah, no,
that's an insane scale.
If I don't get a B or more from you, I'm calling bullshit.
Oh, you're not getting shit. You can't even come close.
I made the playoffs for all my backups. You were quote unquote fighting for the playoffs with all your
When I get an A from my friend HD, bro, I don't want to hear it.
Bro, it's bullshit.
No, and you're not getting an A either because you wouldn't trade me a quarterback.
Damn.
I traded you a quarterback, so that bumps up my grade.
Can I get an E to make my feelings better?
Yes.
So,
right, well, we'll find out what you get when we get.
We get a couple of Ds for A-Rod. What's the next team?
Next team. We'll do a joint one here. Goose and Silent for the Cincinnati Bengals.
F, and then I would give Silent a D. He lost Joe Burrow's abilities, but he put up some wins when he did have Joe Burrow.
What's Waters' record? Silent's record?
Nine.
You finish?
Eight and nine.
For me, I can't. I mean, obviously, Goose is an F, but I don't think I've seen enough to be able to grade him. I mean,
Can I go to
He couldn't make any roster moves. He couldn't do anything. And I mean, again, like not just, he's only just lost Joe Burrow's dev. I mean, and he's getting wins. So I feel like they kind of even each other out, I guess.
Can we give him an eye for now? Just an incomplete for now?
Yeah. I mean, I'll give him a C minus. I mean, A wins is not nothing to scoff at. Like, I feel like C minus is harsh for A wins. Like, that's pretty solid for his first year. Obviously, Goose will get an F, but like, I'll give him a C minus.
Yeah, I would like, if I had to pick one, I was sitting around a C too. Like, that's where I was. Just because I don't know
season, but I thought we were combining. That's why I was like, it's hard to combine.
Well, he
only played one season. Guys. Yeah, he only played.
Yeah, we're combining that. It's somewhere around like a D plus.
Goose brings him down too far.
Yeah.
What's the next team?
The next team, are we going to do a – well, no, he played two seasons, so we'll give the Browns Cam the phone.
No, just keep moving. Yeah, just keep moving.
Hey, bro.
A minus.
Now he made the playoffs year one, didn't he? Oh, no, he didn't. He lost.
Third one division.
F finale, A minus for KMFO.
You can't give Mally an F.
Yeah, he got close to making the playoffs. You couldn't put the other
man. Yeah, but he – I mean – I'll give Mally
a D. Just because he asked for his money back don't mean he didn't win 8 games. He went 8-9, bro. And
Mally gave me a season one, man.
Hold on, listen, he went 8-9. We just talked about Silent went 8-9. And we gave him a
D then. I gave him a D. I gave Silent a D, so D
individually. All right. So yeah, you gotta keep that same energy, bro. They both went 8-9.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'll give Mally like a D plus because I think most of his wins came in division, but he didn't beat me, man. Like, he beat the champ.
Yeah, 4 of his wins came in division. He was 4-2.
I'd actually, I would give Silent a D plus and Mally a D just because Silent at least had KMFO in his division. So you had the two games that were most likely lost. Yeah.
So they pretty much did the same. It's just the two wins. He won 2 games in the division. So you take away the 2 Browns. Take away the 2 Browns wins. There you go.
Well, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and move on. We're going back out east, man. To the AFC.
What about KMFO?
The KMFO, we know he's got an A.
No, I'll give him an A minus. He said
yeah,
A minus. Yeah, I'll give him an A minus just because of,
because somehow, some way, he has managed to avoid cap hell. I don't know how, but the restructuring is coming. Probably so.
I would still give him an A, even though he lost in the playoffs. Season 2, obviously, he has 2 losses the entire
season. Yeah, I mean, it can easily change to an A plus if he just wins the Super Bowl this year. So,
for sure. Well, that being said, we're going back out east against Neff's better judgment, and we're going to beast in the Buffalo Bills.
C plus. Last 2 seasons have not been pretty.
But he went to a champ game. Yeah. I'll go B minus. I'm not gonna say no. Yeah, I'll definitely go B minus. I can't give him lower than drama. None of that.
Yeah, I'll give him a C plus just because. I mean, this year he really crashed and burned. Like 4 wins is. Like, I don't care you made to the championship game year one. You're going to get weighed down for getting 4 wins.
So he went
11. He went 11
and 6, 7 and 10, and then 4 and 13.
Yeah. Yeah. And like year one, like he did have the Bills. It's not like he was handicapped by any means. Like he did his thing year one. After that, it's just been a little bit rocky. So we'll see, man. We'll put B stars it around. But until then, I got my C plus.
That damn chair, bro.
Yeah, until he gets a goddamn new chair.
It ain't been the same since that chair, bro.
That fucking chair, bro. What's the next team, Z?
Next team, your favorite team, Greeny and the New York Jets.
Oh, boy.
He made the playoffs both seasons, right?
Yeah, he made the playoffs season 1 and season 2. He lost a dot in the wild card round both years.
What did we give Fallen?
You gave him a C.
You gave him like a B plus because he exceeded your expectations.
Oh yeah. I would probably go with a B or
gave him a B.
I would go with a B. I probably go with a B. He exceeded my Greeny's pretty much. I think Greeny's better than Fallen. And the division I think is a little less of a challenge. Definitely with Debo and Beast in there. I'd probably go like a B minus, B somewhere around there.
I'll say a B. I
Yeah, I'll go B. I agree.
I'll go B minus because that's my class, man. Drama, Fallen, all them boys. They get B minuses. They all have similar playoff statistics, so B minus. Or not playoff, regular season's numbers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
what's the next one?
Next one, Debo and the Miami Dolphins.
Shit. D?
I'd say C minus.
Maybe a C minus.
Dolphins.
Debo, C minus.
Missing the playoff season one. They went 9-8, missing the playoff season two. And they are 6-11 season three.
Yeah, C minus sounds about right.
I gave HD a D. I probably give him a D plus C minus because he's 9-8, 9-8, and then a 6-11 season. So he's got a few more wins, but still hasn't been. And the team management hasn't been great, so probably put him on a D.
I'm docking for trading Waddle and letting Tua go. So give him a D plus.
This is the best Madden team coming. Probably this is one of the top Madden teams, top three. Well, all the speed changes kind of changes because so
we got to.
It don't even matter with the speed
changes. Yeah. He has. And I can't say he didn't have a good team because he traded Waddle. That was his decision to trade Waddle.
Actually, love it. I'm definitely going with a D.
I know you love it.
I'm definitely going with a D.
And for me, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea. One of my favorite quarterbacks in Madden.
Oh, my fucking next team.
It is, bro. So it is. I mean, next team. I put him up so bad. He gave me the job.
We are not talking about Tua. This is not NCAA Tua time.
I'll give Debo a C just because I feel like C is average and Debo has had a very average cycle so far. Just like 9-8, cold, bold, didn't make playoffs.
When you're giving these grades, just a question, do you include the team at release in that?
A little bit. But
not as much as probably I think you are because it's almost said in every single one of your explanations, but
yeah. I don't know what
we're grading on. We're just like grading on like who knows what. So
we're grading on this cycle based on
you're grading off of expectations. I'm not. So like we're all grading on different stuff.
Yeah, but that's fine. That's totally fine. I'm grading on expectations with the team and also the division and then also how you actually performed. So it's all kind of in one for me personally. So that's why I'm giving them a D. All right, moving on, next team. Before Deloitte talks about Tua again.
You said you had to take a call.
The next team is the New England Patriots. I give them an A+.
I'll give him an A because he ain't get it done at the end, but I mean, that's...
I'll give him an A.
You are a hater. Hater.
I mean, A plus definitely says I got.
I literally only gave one A all the whole time. This is a guy who only lost
twice. Hater.
I'll give an A. I'm with you, D-Lloyd.
I
give him an A plus.
Yeah, I mean, he made it twice in a row. That's good enough for me to get to A plus.
And he hasn't been eliminated this season yet.
He did go twice. Yeah. A plus. Yeah, he did go twice. A plus. D-Lloyd,
have you seen that secondary?
You're a hater. You're a hater.
That secondary he put together is crazy.
Remember, everybody got hater. Different.
A plus.
This goes to cook. Everybody got different grades scales, bro. If we had one scale, you can call me that.
Took a bottom five team, arguably, and took him to the Super Bowl twice.
That's an A. But remember, so at the end of it, when we look at how many people got grades, he's gonna have a top three grade for me. That's not a hater at all.
Shut up, hater.
Only one person getting the higher grade, bro. I tell you that, Albert.
And that's me.
Next division. We're actually traveling south for this one. We're going to the NFC South. We're gonna start with my friend,
ooh, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So the Falcons.
I went 10-7, just missed the playoffs. I went 9-8, made the playoffs, and then I went 8-9 and just missed the playoffs again.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give him a C.
I'll give him a B minus. Yeah, you are in the B minus group with everybody else.
I have a drama.
Fallen with Greeny with all of them. You're there because you, even though you missed the playoffs year one, like 10 wins is probably the most wins somebody's had this cycle to not make playoffs. Like 10 wins normally makes.
I actually hate how you handled your QB situation, to be honest.
HD, before you give your grade again, let me read you something. Injuries, Chris Lindstrom, Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Desmond Ritter.
I don't care. Everyone's had injuries.
Oh, nobody cares.
Yeah, no one cares.
No. Everybody's
No. I'm going to get cooked.
Time out. Don't say everybody's had injuries when you're losing your fucking rookie who's a 78 overall. Who doesn't really do much?
You're 78.
Everybody
over.
Has. You're just vocal about it, bro. If I read off my injuries as well,
read off your injury list. Read off your injury list because they all suck to begin with.
Simmons, one of the best D tackles. Okay. He's trash.
No, probably. Most of your players suck.
But they're poor, bro. I lose my quarterback every fucking 4 weeks.
You're losing Will Levis to put in Malik Willis, bro. You're losing Will Levis to
put in
Malik.
I'm putting in a 70-something overall anyway, Malik. I lose Big Chig almost every other fucking game. Is he bad too? The same level as Kyle Pitts. All right, bet. So I lose Big Chig.
Kyle Pitts is way better.
Way better?
Yes, way better.
As someone who got cooked by both of these tight ends, they're both really good.
Yeah.
What is Kyle Pitts?
A 97, 96 overall.
And what is Big Chig? Like a 93?
I don't know what it is.
You would actually have to develop Chig, bro.
I'll read you all my injuries now, okay? I got Micah Williams. Dallas Goedert, Jaden Ott.
That's an 82 overall rookie.
Adams, Jalen Carter, Jalen Hurts. He was my starting running back. Jalen Carter, Jalen Hurts, DeAndre Swift, Landon Dickerson, A.J. Brown, Jalen Carter, Swift, Roman Wilson, James Bradbury, Jordan Mulata, Jaden Ott again, Micah Williams again.
You go to my Madden and just click on injuries and put in the season.
That's what I'm saying.
There was literally 5 weeks where I was missing my top six players on my roster.
That's exactly what I had to deal with, AJ.
Not just one or two of them, like Lindstrom and Pitts at one time. No, six of them. Not just two or three.
At one point, I was playing without Waddle. Listen, I was playing without Waddle, Pitts, Bijan, and Lindstrom. And they're all a lot better than Jaden Ott.
I noticed how you only named one player.
Dallas Goedert was an 83 overall, too. You mentioned Dallas.
Goedert was an 83. Dude, he's like an 87, 88 right now. What are you talking about?
He's trash. Oh, I was looking at his speed. I was looking at his speed. 83 speed. Idiot. He's trash. He's trash.
Fucking dumbass.
Anyway, let's get back to the actual.
My list is better than y'all list, so we didn't take.
He's gonna be wrong.
Inconsistent
little fuck you are. Inconsistent little fuck. Just because you hate somebody.
That's fine.
Little cunt.
I don't hate you.
Be mine.
I'll fuck you in your ass, you little perv.
All right, anyways, here we go. Here we go. We're moving on. That just sealed it. We're going to move on. We're moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Falcons' grade is incomplete until he stops blaming injuries.
B-. He got a grade.
This had nothing to do with the injury. It had to do with him grading certain people based on injuries and not staying consistent with it. Because I made the playoffs. He did not. And he was 6-11. I was 9-8 without all my injuries.
Just to be fair, there's a big difference there. For my grading scale, I am not counting injuries because every team goes through injuries.
No, I know. You guys graded fine. I'm okay with the B-. This guy's not being consistent.
B-, is one grade above a C. So, I mean.
There's a C-plus before a B-, you moron.
Is it okay?
We got to be
specific now. Okay, sorry. It's two grades above. I apologize. You're still going to see.
Exactly, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, fucking idiot. Right,
you
just inconsistent. This is why.
You should have came closer to winning your division.
This is why when HD asked me, is HD your commissioner? No. HD just puts his emotions in everything he does.
Ness, we're doing grading scales that no one wants to do but you. No one's taking this seriously.
I got a meeting in 20, though.
No one's taking it seriously.
You're going to get a C and move on.
If you're not going to take my
you're
show
getting
seriously,
a C, you you're getting a C and we're moving on.
And I'd be wrong.
Y'all not about to turn my segment into a bird fight.
Hey, hold on. Before we move on really quick.
You're getting a C.
I did get a DM from our friend Beast to say that Neff has an FF grade from him.
I know that. I know because he also puts he's not actually grading me. He's just putting his emotions there, like HD. And that's why HD can't be a commissioner. Right.
I expected more. I don't know why you're so upset about that.
I don't know why we can't give you a Z then if you're fucking expecting more with that Eagles team.
Why are you giving a Z into this?
You guys gave me a D and we moved on because I don't give a fuck. You're getting a C and you're going to like it.
Here we are again.
There will be no more bird fights during my segment, bro. We got to get through the AFC and NFC.
You don't want to take my show seriously. Get the fuck off it. That's all I got to say.
Let me change my grade.
Go join A-Rod and Beast and everybody else that want to boycott the breakfast show. Not the breakfast show. Get the fuck out. Get the fuck out. You don't use the content points anyway. Just get the fuck out.
You're getting a C minus. Next team.
Because you want to participate. Get the fuck out.
Next
The Bucks. What he was going to say.
The Bucks. Right, 7-10 every season.
Every season? That is consistent.
Every season.
Hey, bro, that's consistency right there for me, bro. So, kind of linear with what
so that is a C minus.
Consistency is me, Deloid.
That is a C minus.
Actually, yeah, I'll go C minus. I can give him the same grade as Debo. Because Debo
is below, slightly below average every year.
I'll go C minus just because in that division, you should be able to like get more divisional wins than he does.
I think he went 2-4, maybe 3-3 or something like that.
D plus.
Like, considering what Cammy was doing last cycle, too, it's like, you were kind of hoping he would make the playoffs at least once in the first three seasons.
He wouldn't have. I would say he was two games out. Well, it would have been two games and some help if he were to beat Neff week 16 or whatever it was.
Hey, man. He's been 7-10, so he's been two games out every year. Yeah.
If he would have beat you in your final matchup, it would have been you two roles would have been reversed. He would have needed a Vikings and Packers loss if he would have beat you.
Yeah, I don't know if I played him after. I know he beat me 1 week. I don't know if it was before or after we played a game already. I don't know if it was the first game or the second game. But I know he did beat me. Moving on, next team.
All right, we're going to your favorite coach, JT, and the Carolina Panthers.
He had a top three pick the first two seasons, I think.
Let's see. Season one, he went 3-14. Season two, he went 4-13. And then this season, he went 6-11. That is a D minus.
I'm giving him a D minus. I gave HD a D.
I'll give him a D. I'll give him the same grade at HD and A-Rod. Just because, like, I mean, the only thing is JT didn't have the team, but he hasn't gotten the wins that they had.
That is true. Bump him up to a D. Right, he really didn't have the team.
And he was only one game short of A-Rod this season. So, yeah, I give him a D. You're right.
Yeah, going to Charlotte to play those games? No bueno, bro.
My friend JT needs to give me a nice team. A++.
What do you mean needs to, man? He's done it every year.
Yeah,
I don't think you gotta keep it up.
Besides this like trash Eagles rebuild you gave you, he's been giving you good teams.
Yeah, I can't believe he would do some shit like that and give you.
I can't believe he set you up for failure.
Been tough. Just saying.
Moving on, next team.
All right, next team and the last team from the NFC South, JC and the New Orleans Saints.
A minus. He beat me last season for a playoff one.
He's a regular season warrior. I don't know if I'm gonna go that high.
I'll go A minus though. I mean, to me, in my standing, like he doesn't have the playoff success. That's why I don't go A or anything like that. But the regular seasons and just the wins.
He wins a lot of games in the regular season.
Look at him. He went 13-4 season one. Season two, he went 14-3. And then season three, obviously, has a tough game here. We'll see if he beats the Lions or not. But 13-4.
I feel like he's going to lose that game. I don't know why.
Nah.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean, I feel like since he's going to lose to the punter and quarterback, I'm going to give him a B.
Nah, I better be Goff out there. It better not be no punter.
I'm gonna give him a strong B plus. I forget who I also gave a strong Hype Mike. I gave him a strong B plus. I'll give JC a strong B plus as well. But the only thing is Hype Mike actually made it to the championship. Like he's had like that one playoff run. JC in three seasons has one playoff win, I think. But he has more regular season wins.
Is anybody still on the game?
Yeah.
Somebody go through the Lions depth chart right now.
See what the it looks Lions, like. Why?
See if he's playing his starters.
I mean, it doesn't matter if he does or not. He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
I just want to see for.
He's got his guys. He's got Goff. He's got Gibbs. He's got him in there.
Okay. Yeah, there he is. Okay. What's the next team?
Going to the AFC South, man. We're going to start with my boy D. Lloyd before he gets out of here for his game.
Baby. The Tennessee Titans went 9-8 season one, missed the playoffs. They went 9-8 season two, made the playoffs. And this season they went 4-13. But I will say this. According to my Madden, now it's up to y'all if y'all put any weight on it. I have by far the toughest schedule in the entire league. At 0.62, nobody has higher than 0.55.
That's pretty crazy. 0.62 is a crazy.
Yeah, but so I'm just saying, I have by far
the C+
schedule according to them.
C plus. Just a grade under me. C plus. Yeah.
I don't want to give you and Beast the same grade. I gave Beast a C plus, and he made the championship game, and you made the playoffs once as well. I bet like, I'll give you guys the same grade. Fuck it.
Yes, sir. Me and my
friend. My grade system's fucked up. I should be valuing that playoff stuff more from Beast.
Hey, look, real quick. I know you said that, had Burns had Deontay Banks. He does not have Deontay Banks. Deontay Banks is a Lion. So
that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Brother for brother.
I was talking about when they start to see, like, when you start to with the team.
Okay, yeah.
Burns had all the guys.
Yeah. Well, all right. But yeah. Anybody else got a grade for D. Lloyd?
C plus. I'm waiting on my friend HD.
How many injuries do you have?
A lot, but it don't matter.
A plus plus. Move on. Next team.
Damn, HD didn't even give me a grade, bro. That's supposed to be my friend, though.
That's damn, bro. I'm muted this whole time. I give you a D plus.
That's no longer my ex-friend, HD.
My expectations, just not enough.
I had a Titan, crazy. Bro. What expectations
I'm letting my emotions get in the way, and you didn't trade me Malik Willis. You get a D.
Exactly. Man. You don't take this shit seriously. You know, next thing you know, long
term, HD, I'm letting you get him in free agency.
Bro, you're getting a C plus.
Yes, sir, baby.
I could have gave that to my friend after he sold me a lemon.
Look at my friend HD not taking the grade serious. He'll be holding hands with A-Rod, bro.
It's going to be all the handling.
A-Rod writes great articles. And I would be honored to be on that.
You mean he wrote great articles, bro? He hasn't written an article in a minute.
Oh, damn, cuz y'all got laid off. That's crazy.
it was after our wrestling match. It was our podcaster versus writers wrestling match, and he lost, so he had to stop all his articles.
Damn, cuz that's crazy.
You guys did an I Quit match?
Yeah, no, it was like the elimination match that sent Stone Cold into retirement. It was like that. That was the match.
Rod is Stone Cold, no writing.
We had Team A-Rod versus Team Nev, bro, and he lost, and now he don't write no more. He had to retire.
At the match, he was outside the ring playing with the buttons.
Both of them. He did it twice. Right, he lost twice.
Let's run to the West because I got 9 minutes.
Through the South, man. We'll run through the South. CB.
Oh, yeah, we got to do the South.
Oh, CB, F.
No.
D minus.
D's not.
What was his records?
I can tell you. That's crazy. Season one, the Colts went 5-12. Season two, the Colts went. Is it going to load up? Here we go. Season two, the Colts went 6-11, and then season three, the Colts went 5-12.
Yeah, he's under me. I'll tell you that. That's a D minus.
I give him a D. He's right. Yeah. I give him a D. Yeah. That's on par with HD.
I'll give him a D plus just because, I mean, he's been consistent, I guess, there.
Bro, you gave me a D.
Yeah, but you had the Eagles.
I went 6-11 on 3 times. Hey, Neff, we got some inconsistency. He can't be on the show no more.
That's crazy. Can't be on the show. Next game.
All right.
Next game. We're going over game.
Next game, we got the Eagles and the Falcons.
Anyways, next team we have the joint Jags of T Bandit and Water.
Water came in and got his shot. 10 wins. I'm giving him a B just for that.
Yeah, I'll give him a B. I mean, winning 11 games, season one.
T Bandit's getting an F.
One of them was the computer game, right, against Z.
Yeah,
but I still give him.
T-Bandit's
out of user
D.
games. Out of user games, he still won 10, and I'll take.
Yeah.
T-Bandit's getting a D.
What did Bandit do?
Nothing.
No, I mean like his records.
Season one, the Jags went 7-10. Season two, they went 5-12.
And you really played that second season.
He's getting a D. Mm-hmm.
He was really calm that second season. So,
yeah, I'll give him a D plus. I'll give Water. I guess a B minus.
You know what? I know what's kind of funny. I'm just looking at the yearly yearly standings. Season one, I had a 0 point differential, like exactly zero.
We didn't win and we didn't lose, baby.
And wait, what was your record? What was your record for that?
9-8.
0. You went positive with a 0 PD, bro.
So B for what's his name?
Wilder.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll give him a B minus.
Okay, cool. Last team of the AFC South, Kieran and the Houston Texans.
I'm gonna get a down year.
13-4 season 1, 8-9 season 2, and 12-5, season 3.
I'll give him a B.
Minus. I'm between the B or B plus because that Texans team is trash, obviously, at the beginning. But he did get them right. But that season,
they're two, a great job. That
season
they're,
two,
they're not high. A. They're not a terrible team. They're just
they're young.
They're a developmental team. That's why I'm getting them a B for it. You're not getting no props for doing what you're supposed to do.
I'll just knock him for season two, but I'll give him a B.
I'll give him a B minus because he is in that same range as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's won a playoff game either. So, yeah, I'll give him a B minus. The Texans are a good rebuild and all that, but he's also not in a division that's pressing him too much. Besides when D-Lloyd decides to turn it up in the second half.
Yes, sir.
B minus.
Malik Willis is starting week one next season, right, Neff? Going crazy then.
That P can't wait until you go to NCAA. B minus.
God damn.
That's my friend. He just knows that
he's out of business when we start the Premier College League breakfast show.
Now, I still rock with Neff. I'm gonna just be giving insights from college, and I'll sit here and just make one off.
Hey, Deloitte, what is your take on the Falcons Panthers? Hey, go Boston College, man! I don't know what to do.
All right, better. So what'd y'all give Karan?
I give him a D. Everybody else minus. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna do a Western speed run. Yeah. We're gonna start with the AFC West. King Mike.
F.
Anybody got anything else?
I'll give him a D minus.
D minus.
All next. Right. D minus for Mike. DK. Two down years, made the playoffs this year.
C plus.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. C plus.
Next team.
All right. Codes.
A.
B a. plus.
I'll give him a B.
Losing a Kurt.
Yeah, losing the Kurt. I'll give him a B, but like he can raise that a lot this postseason.
I'll go A minus for Chargers and Colts.
Next.
All right, moving on. Madigy and the Chiefs.
A.
A minus.
I'll give Madigy a B as well. I feel like you guys said same Colts.
Yeah, I give him A minus, same grade as Colts for me.
All right, moving on next division.
We're going to the NFC West to close this out, starting with the Cardinals in Q.
C. F. D. No, he made the playoffs, right? Give him a C.
And he made the playoffs season 2 at 10-7. Then this.
And then he went 4-13 the other two seasons.
Yep. I'll give him a C-.
Yeah, C-.
Yeah, I'm with the OIC C-. Just depends how you feel on a certain day. Right now, I'm fucking giving him a C.
Yep.
All right, next team. CEO, AB, and whoever's next. 49ers.
CEO went 12 and, he went 12-5, made the playoffs. Then he went. Dude.
And won a playoff game.
Oh, yep. Codes is live. Codes and water
are live. 4-13. So I'm going
D-plus. Honestly, that's mostly because he quit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go C plus for CEO.
C plus, yeah. Next team.
All right, we're going to Seattle.
They went 12-5,
B plus,
9-8,
A-.
A-.
Actually, you know what, Z? I'll give you an A- because I know you lost your quarterback and still fought hard.
He fought his ass to Cancun. That's where he fought.
I give him me and Neff were building sandcastles on the beach, bro. Manifesting.
Nah, not that time around. I was in the playoffs. I went and started building later on.
I had you stand in a pile, bro. Right. Rams. A+.
That's the old team I'm getting.
Rams are getting A++.
Yeah, we don't care what you got to say about this one, Cook. You won 2 Super Bowls.
I was going to talk about the Seahawks. I was going to say
A++.
I'll give Z a B+ because I feel like he's had a similar cycle to the Packers and Saints so far.
Wow.
So they all
Everybody in PML have a great day. HD is going to be on unemployment.
Yes,
make sure you hire.
I'm coming to the writers.
GG Slater.
I'm coming to the writers. Is crazy.